Our Heritage. Our Heritage. A program about who we are, where we come from, and our aspirations. Hello, and welcome to Our Heritage, a program that talks about who we are, where we come from, and our destiny as Africans. We are coming to you from Channel Africa, from Johannesburg, South Africa. You're with me, Sydney Katunga. This week, we hear about a South African musical icon who lived to become a leading member of a legendary group in the southern part of Africa. Reggie Kabapiri and Stimela will never be inseparable when it comes to music in South Africa. Stay tuned as we hear how Ray Piri has been posthumously honored and how Stimela as a band was formed. We are on DSTV Audio Bouquet 802 to Southern Africa, Satellite Bus 10, and on internet at www.channelafrica.co.za. Catch us also on Twitter at Twitter handle OHChannelAfrica. Raymond Chikapa Enoch Piri on the 23rd of March 1947 and died on the 12th of July 2017, the legendary jazz Batanga musician traveled the world over. As a token of honor and appreciation, an exhibition was recently established in South Africa's province of Mpumalanga. We speak to people who are involved in this initiative, including Ray Chikapa Piri's widow, Rabelani Piri.
It's about building a meaningful legacy politically, from an economic point of view, like I was saying. Part of what the visionary work behind this thing is to be able to transfer skills that can be applied from an artistic point of view economically, to then be able to sell creative work to change the socio-economic narrative of us as particularly a black people.
The Ray Piri Arts Institute and Toda Holdings, together with the late musician's widow, encouraged this month-long exhibition. Ongani Madondo is the curator of this exhibition.
Because I felt that the spirit of Ray Piri needed this kind of recognition. But not only him, Ray Piri, Hugh Masekela, Busim Hlongo, Brenda Fass, and Nelson Sidibe, those who have passed and those who are still here, I think we need new ways of recognizing them beyond the heritage realm.
Elias Piri is a family friend of Ray Piri.
This initiative of exposing Ray to the musical world, I applaud and I praise whoever came with the idea, because in Mpumalanga we did not have the guts to start something that will be an inspiration to the nation. I wish this to continue, and tomorrow we see a big institute where people will raise their talents, people make their lives, people live better and have future that is multiplied by way of rewards.
But how was Stimela born? We speak to some of Stimela band members. Sam Jovu is a newly recruited member who joined a group when almost all the original members had passed away. Join me as I chat with this man. He begins by explaining how he joined the group.
I joined Stimela back in 2010 after the passing on of the great Nana Coyote Mutijwane. I can say that I was raised on the music of Stimela because I can remember the early 80s, you know, the first song that I listened to from Stimela was I Hate Telling a Lie, and I was hooked. And lo and behold, a few years later down the line, I find myself right in the eye of the storm. I come from Nelspruit, Mpumalanga, which happens coincidentally to be the same space that gave birth and raised the likes of Rachi Kapapiri, Isaac Mncamjali, Jabu Sibumbe, three quarters of the founders of this great movement called Stimela. I'm the only son, actually the only child from my mom and dad, 50 plus years, and loving life to the fullest. That's the long and short of who I am. Stimela is actually an amalgamation of two bands that were dominant in the 70s, and namely the Movers and the Cannibals. Isaac Mncamjali and Rachi Kapapiri came from the Cannibals, and Jabu Sibumbe and Lloyd Lulusa came from the Movers. So what happened is that Cannibals were a backing band for the late Mparanyana Hadebe, and there came a time, you know, in every band, there comes a time when you feel that you've overgrown that environment, and you feel that for you to grow further, you need to enlarge your territory. I think that is what happened with Stimela, because then the two guys from the Cannibals and the two guys from the Movers felt that they had a kind of about it today, because a lot of people, when Chikapa passed on, said it's the end. When Isaac passed on, they said it's the end. And now Lloyd has passed on, they say it's the end. But the train keeps going, it's moving, it is a movement.
Now, if we go back, you know, to the early 80s, Chikapa coming in, and the 90s, yeah, there was a bit of a break around 7. Tell us more, yeah, about breakups at times and then joining in. What was going on in your band then?
Within any organization, you find that there comes a time when you speak honestly, when you feel that you're not finding each other. It's bound to happen at one stage or another. And the other thing is that there is never a rule that says you cannot do anything outside of the band Stimela. But what then makes Stimela unique is that we say, whenever Stimela calls, you drop everything that you do and you go back home. You take, for instance, the issue of Jabu Sibumbe. There was a time when he went and worked with Lucky Dube as a bass player. That is the time when Sandile Ngema came on board. You as you mentioned, when Chikapa was not there, that's when songs such as Siyaya Pambili, the album, were released. It was at that time when Chikapa went and did his solo project. So, however, people will always tell you what they want. And Stimela, being the people's band, whether you like it or not, you have to listen to what the people want. If they say, we want our band together, you have no choice but to drop everything that you do and you go back onto the train and you push and you pull the train. Because what happened is that Chikapa was the general and he had very strong lieutenants in the likes of Isaac Jabu.
Listening to Our Heritage, coming to you from Channel Africa, the African perspective in Johannesburg, South Africa. In the program this week, we are celebrating a cultural legacy in Stimela, the band. This is a South African and an award-winning band which was founded during the 1980s by Ray Peary, a self-taught guitarist. The band was formed when Peary got together with drummer Isaac Nchali, Tabo Lloyd Lilosa, and Jabu Sibumbe. The band started out as instrumentalists, but it later evolved to Afrofusion band. We're chatting with Sam Ndlovu, a newly recruited member of the group, after the passing of many of its original members.
So even today, when doubt comes in or sets in, we say, after all these guys are gone, can we still go on and continue with this thing? We then go back to the Bible of Stimela, where it says, "Singachindi machita," may we never stop doing what we're doing. And the people speak, they say, we want our band to continue. So we have no choice but to continue doing what the people want us to do, because this is a people's band. This is a people's movement. It is not about Sam Ndlovu. It is not about Jabu. It's not about Ntokozo or Thapelo. It is about what people want. And the other strange thing, we released an album shortly after Chikapa's passing in 2017. The music from that album is so beautiful, but the demand is more on the older material, because the people say, tell us what they want to hear. And I learned one thing from Chikapa. At some point, when we were going to perform, he would say, let the people from that area tell us which songs they want to listen to. So those things are lessons that I learned, and we try every now and again when we can to implement them, to show that we are fearless. Any other song in the album or in the catalog of Stimela belongs to the people. If they demand it, we shall give it to them.
Interesting. Now, when we talk about the aftermath of the general and most of the armies, the clamp. Now, where we are now, what are your plans, short term and long term, of Stimela, the movement?
We were talking after laying to rest our dear departed brother Lloyd, and one of the guys said, you know, it's sad because we don't even get the chance to mourn. Just when you think, remember 2017 we lost Chikapa, and as we thought we were finding our feet, 2019 Isaac left. As we thought we find, yes, Lloyd had not been playing for some time, but he was very much involved, because from time to time we would talk and he would tell us what he was thinking. And I remember we were also even planning to go into the studio with him, do some of the material that he had. He said, my head is going to explode because of the material that I have in my head. So right now with this moment, for us, it's the shock of having lost Lloyd recently. But the long-term plan is to make sure that we reposition Stimela to be the force that it has always been, and attract newer students into the fold, so that even if they do not play now, but we know that we incubate them somehow for the future. That's the same route that I came through. I am Ray, when coming to Nelspruit, he would stop rehearsal plays. I was still with my band, my former band, Black Chain. And he would give us a few tips and say, you don't do things this way, you don't do things that way, and all that. And lo and behold, as the time came, he knew exactly who to go to, who to call. So I think we owe it also to the younger generation to say, much as we have been given this platform, we're not going to close the door on the younger generation, because the survival and re-energizing of the band lies in us imparting what we've learned from the likes of Isaac, Ray, Lloyd, Jabu, Tapelo, and so forth. We pass it over to the coming generation. That is the long-term plan. And we can only do so, hopefully, as COVID gives way, we'll be able to go around the country, do workshops as part of the 40th anniversary celebration of Stimela. And hopefully in future also, the music of Stimela shall be taught at schools. I know for a fact that the likes of Babu Themba Mkhize, they are doing great work with the music of Black Mambazo. The same has to happen with the music of Stimela. That is the long-term plan, to have the music of Stimela being taught at schools, because this is our heritage. We can learn about Mozart. We can learn about all the European writers, composers, pianists, and musicians. But if we don't learn about our own, then something is wrong. We need to look back and say, where are we going wrong? Where is our future if we do not connect with our past?
When you're talking about the future, any plans maybe of working with maybe contemporary music that possibly is, taking shape right now? Say, for example, working with somebody else doing amapiano.
That has always happened. When you look at the last DVD recording that was done at the Playhouse in Durban, there's a guy there, even though amapiano was not the thing then, but there's a guy there who came and did hip-hop on the song Zwakala Nganeno. So as I indicated, that part of the plan for next year was to have a tour of the country, four cities, four decades, celebrating the four decades of Stimela. Part of the plan was precisely that, to say in those cities around the country where we'll be going, we shall identify promising musicians, regardless of the genre of music that they do, especially the young ones, so that we team up with them and we say, this is the music of Stimela. What can you do with the music of Stimela? If by then amapiano will be the in thing, we shall find the right person to team up with. We also, on the song Turn on the Sun, you remember there's a remix by DJ Black Coffee. So Stimela has always done this. We're still going to do that, which has been done in the past, to team up with those that are doing a different kind of sound than we are doing, and allow them to express themselves through the music of Stimela. That was Ray Phiri, Isaac Mtshali, Jabu Sibumbe, and Lloyd Lilosa. From those four, we only have one surviving. That is Jabu Sibumbe. The others have left us. And then musicians that have been with the band longer, that have been with the band for a longer period, it's Tapelo Homu, Ntokozo Zungu, and Sandi Lengema. I was groomed by Ray Phiri. The guy that is doing piano now, we worked on him just before Lloyd stopped playing. So he knew, he's got a little bit of grooming from Lloyd himself. And hopefully he shall also be able to pass that over. We still have Tapelo from the older musicians in the band, and Ntokozo Zungu. So I think for us, also there's something that Chikapa used to say. He said, the interesting thing about Stimela is that the music chooses its own people. So we believe that that spirit of Stimela shall assist us in making sure that those people that we bring in later, should there a need that arises, are people that have been chosen by the music.
Lessons learned from the original members of the group have left an indelible legacy to South Africa and beyond. Now regarded a movement in its own right, Stimela's songs are played all over and are still respected. Jabus Bumpe is a surviving original member of Stimela. Come with me as he remembers how the original members came together.
We met way back while we were still like in the township in Bombela and that's great. You know, as little boys, like we used to compete like with this dancing from say here in Soweto. Now you've got Zone 1 in the Midlands and what in the street we had this thing more like it's a villages, but there's an area where the clevers stay, clevers meaning Boprachab, and then on the other side Prari was like a dancer also. I was a dancer. We used to compete, you know, like dancing for this kind of music way back, and then Prari also was dancing that side. So that's when we met there, and then we grew up together, and then until I moved out 1972, I had to come and stay with my parents here in Chogoza. And then the guys also 1972, 73, they followed, you know, like, and then we had to start now, like, working as a session musician here in Chogoza, like, recording with all kind of bands, like, they'll hire you as a bass player, and then they'll hire Isaac as a drummer, then they'll hire as the late Ray also as a guitar, maybe recording Mpaganga, or recording like Sotho Tread or Zulu Tread, anything, you know. Until 1980, then we decided to start like, guys, how about us trying our own thing and then form our kind of band so that we can play our kind of music. Because Ray also had his own philosophy, like I'm sure you know, he was more like when he writes like a guy who's doing poetry. And then me, I was just an all-rounder, you know, love reggae, love anything like African, now you guys, you call it African jazz, you know, during those days, it was just pop music. Then I loved, and then Braloid was also a guy who was more like a student, a teacher, and stuff like that. He had his own kind of taste in music. And Isaac also, because he was an all-rounder kind of a guy like me, in terms of like working as a session musician, and then we started forming our band. I'm cutting short so that we can have enough time so that you understand where we come from. And then Ray from Expert Bombela, and then Isaac from there in Bombela, and me from Bombela, and then I had a second home here in Chogoza, and then we had to recruit Braloid. First core. We had four first core. And then after that, we had to reinforce because of the demand of music after we formed our band. Remember, there was this, Ray was playing lead guitar, was playing bass, Isaac was playing drums, and Lett was playing keyboards, but we were specializing in piano. And then we had to rope in the late Charlie Ndlovu also. He was specializing in organ, you know. And then after Charlie, and then I had to get the last one, Tapelo Khomu. He came in as a guy who was giving us another spice of the synthesizers and the other keyboard that was called Fender Rhodes, but it's more like a piano, but a different piano. So now we are like now six, okay? And then later I had to recruit the late Nana to become a second lead singer with Brian Ray. Because he had a different voice and he had a different style. So because we're experimenting, we're doing a lot of things. You know, we're not like now today doing only one thing. You know, during our time when we started the band, we were just playing all American kind of music. You know, this one will come up with his own style, like from the Beatles. This one will come up with this. But it was all about pop music. And then from there, we had to add with the Black Consumer Finance music when there was this LM radio, way back now we're influenced by LM radio, and then we started listening to the music of the late Miriam Makeba, and then from there, the Union of South Africa, which means it was the late Brayu, and the late Rajonasi and Brakat Kefasmeyo. You know, then we started fusing everything. Like, if you can listen to our similar music, it's just fusing of all kinds of music. You know,
it would be unfair, you know, to say out of the whole, you know, the albums that you have, you know, you have played, we hear about songs. A song tells a story. African changes. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate telling a lie. Look, listen, yeah, and decide. Tell us more about, like, asking you, Brajabu, the type of, you know, maybe your best album ever. You know, the one that you can, you know, single out of the whole lot that you had. Can you share with us?
To be honest, there was no best. Still, there was no best album until today. There's no best album because we were writing a book. It was not like you guys now taking bands with a song that is famous. No, Stimela was writing a book that is called History. All right, but I'm just telling you, if you mention like a song like saying Shadows, Fear and Pain, the way Ray was writing his lyrics and stuff like that. He was telling a story, but also writing something that the kids or the people now, they have to, like, if you say Shadows, Fear and Pain, that's what is happening now, you know, with all the politics of the world, the politics of Africa, life in our homes, politics of the world and stuff like that. And then, like, there's a line on that said, like, we are living a lie, shadows dancing in a fire. And then if you ask me why, and then I'll tell you we're living a lie because there's Zondo Commission, I hate you hate me, you know, there's like bringing down and stuff like that. Same applies like fire, passionate stars, you know. Those were like, those albums, it was not about the best album. It was about telling the story of whatever that time was happening and now. The past, the present, the future. So the only thing that people made the best album is the business people, the record companies. You know, like they do the same thing even today. You know, they'll go and market what they think is good. You know, like whatever, for some reason right now, like they've captured the youth now. They say, no, we don't want this. We just want music that will make you dance until tomorrow morning. And then if you ask why do I dance like this, you don't know. But we as Stimela, our kind of songs, we're just telling the story and painting how people must live and painting the life of people, eat, dress code and stuff like that. Of which we're still going to do the same thing now. I can't mention one album that was the best. No, the company can say Zwakala, it was the best. But we're still earning, and then the sales are still at the same. There's no album that is selling better than the other. No, it's the same.
Talking about Jabu Sibumbe and his times, a whole lot of the members of the Stimela, when can you say was the best times of your relationship with everybody in the band?
You know, Stimela was like every day, every second, every minute, every hour. It was the best. Every year, we were just like, how can we put it, man? We were just like, I don't know what type of a family, you know. There was not, even if we used to argue, but to us it was not about arguing. If you don't understand one another, it was not about that. It was about love and life and happiness and stuff like that. So to me, every day it was the past, every day. Until these guys, Ray left me, and then before he died, he said, hey man, please. They told me and Isaac and the new singer saying, like, hey guys, man, keep on doing what we're doing, and but please respect and love yourself, you know. So what I'm trying to, my answer is simple. Everything with us was the best every day, you know. Now, as Jabu Sibumbe, I lived my life with those guys. Same, even today, they are not here, but still the best because I still talk to Ray's kids, I talk to Nas' kids, their wives, you know, and stuff like that, you know.
Now, if we were to go back and relive the moments, the one time that Jabu walked in a session and came out very sad. Can you share with us that day and what was it all about?
After we took individual things, like Ray had to go, we worked with Paul Simon here and we recorded, and then by the end of the day, Paul had to choose Ray and Isaac, and then they were joined by Vagiti that side, and that was the moment where I was like not down and out, but I didn't like it because now there were like an agent that was dividing us in between, you know. But I was lucky because also during that time when the guys left me and then they went to New York, Paul made the point that please go back and go and get Chiavo and Lloyd and everybody. I want you guys all here before I release my thing. And then, you know, like it was like, okay. And then we went to New York and then Paul tried and organized us to record. But unfortunately, again, hey, that time he was now wanted to be some sort of a leader as individual. And then I was not happy about that. That was the only time. But and then I came back. Luckily enough, also I was recruited by Peter Gabriel to go and do a tour with him in UK, and then it was okay there because Peter was more of like working with my sisters that left South Africa way back, and then they started their own thing. They called themselves Shunisha there, and then I was given a chance there to come out and be myself and give Peter what I know and Shunisha. And then I had to do that with them, and then I was more one more time in good shape.
Towards the end of the 90s, you came up with an album, Out of the Ashes. Can you share with us, you know, because that was the moment that really it was Stimela, the whole of Stimela, but Ray Phiri. Share with us the moments and how that that album came to, you know, to being.
I think there we were trying with Out of the Ashes. There we were more of like showing something out of nothing as individual, because that time Rotepsi was a top producer, and also I was doing producing with other up and coming developing, and then I remember Nana also was doing something as individual. But when we met, we said okay, it's fine, Rare is not with us at the moment, he's working abroad also, so also we wanted to keep the fire burning at home, you know. And then we started like, okay, let's give ourselves a chance. Each and everyone must write a song, because remember, before it was about Ray, the concept about Ray. And then everything was, you know, Ray. So he was like contributing something like 80%. And then we were more just like doing 20%. But now with other variations, we wanted to see that, okay, you can go, but when he comes back, you find the home still like in good shape or whatever and stuff like that. And then we started like putting the ideas to together, and then try and see who can write whatever song. And then we had to share. I wrote my own kind of a song, and then the band played, and then Nana came with his own kind of lyrical kind of words and stuff like that. And then Brandogozo was creating rhythms, because before Instimela, he was not giving the chance to just start the reading and create, and then everything, it was like one man. But with also that album, Out of the Ashes, we're trying to do everything on our own. Like, okay, like when you mix your vegetables, when you want to cook your soup, you know, the potato is going to be there and stuff like that. We're trying to bring back that type of a thing, you know, so that to see whether, like, you know, like, there was this thing now. We were on our own and we wanted to be independent. I remember Brad Pitt said his own publishing company, I had my own publishing company and stuff like that. And then we're teaching Togo also to have his own publishing company. So that after we join hands with Takila, and then we know that we get our 50% share of everything, they can get their 50% share. Meaning we're more now developed in terms of not only recording, business-wise in record music.
After the Takila, after the experience in the late 90s, where did you go?
I was lucky because I had to go back to my friend that calls research room, and then he wanted me to come in and help Lucky Dube, because that was now the beginning of Lucky Dube going and tour abroad. But when I came back from London, and then we did this Takila thing, and then after that, and then I joined Lucky Dube, and then we tour in America. We did like 52 states within 3 months with Lucky Two, and then we did the Sound Splash, starting from Hawaii up to Miami, and then we until Montego Bay, you know. And then it was me, I was doing that. Perhaps I think that time he was busy with the band that was called Malopo Yes, and then he was touring in France somewhere there also. And then Nana, the late Nana, also was doing something. All of us, we were doing our own individual thing.
And there we have it, listener. The sound of Stimela will always be unique to South Africa, let alone the continent and beyond. It is therefore of paramount importance to always keep the legacy of such groups as Stimela. Africa and the world will always remember individual artists and groups such as Stimela, but the collected efforts garnered keep such bands legendary. Today, Stimela would not be fully recognized had it not been for names such as Ray Chigaba Piri, Nana Coyote, Jabus Bumbe, Isaac Mchali, Lloyd Lilosa, Tabelo Khomo, Tokozo Zungu, and now Sam Jovu. In celebrating a cultural legacy, we are looking at the story of Stimela, whose music speaks volumes of the heritage of a people. Be there next week when we come again with yet another of such programs. We heard the voices of Jabusi Bumbe, a bass guitarist, the surviving member of the original Stimela, the band, and that of Sam Jovu, a newly recruited member of the group. Catch us on DSTV Audio Bouquet 802 to Southern Africa, Satellite Bus 10, and on internet on www.channelafrica.co.za. For me, Sydney Katungapiri, I bid you goodbye.